or friends here for the first
如果念到您的名字，请您站起来，让我们大家认识一下。
When I read your name, please stand up and give a brief introduction.
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我感谢主的机会，我们再次相聚。
Thank the Lord for another opportunity for us to meet.
那么今天我们思考这个题目呢，是很敏感的题目。
And today the topic that we meditate upon is a bit sensitive.
面对试探。
Is to face temptation.
我知道，当我们讲到面对试探的时候，你大概会讲到一个西洋的一个图画。
When we speak of facing temptation, perhaps you would think this, you imagine this picture.
一个人在那里旁左边有一个天使，右边有个魔鬼。
So a person standing there on his left shoulder, there's an angel, on his right shoulder, there's a Satan.
然后一个跟他讲这个，一个跟他讲那一个。
And then each of them are telling them something.
然后他就决定他到底要怎么做。
And then he decides what direction he's going to take.
那假如他面对试探呢，他就做坏了。
And if he's faced with temptation, then he would do something that's right, wrong.
但是这个字到底是不是这个意思？
But is temptation this word? Does it mean such?
那么我们每次讲到试探的时候，我们总会记得一个经节。
Whenever we speak of temptation, we always remember this passage.
我们来看一下彼得雅各书。
Let's turn to James.
我们看一下第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们看一下第十二节一直到第十五节。
Verse 12 to 15.
好。忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。能被试探不可说我是被神试探，因为神不被恶试探，他也不试探人，但个人被试探乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来，罪既长成，就生出死来。
Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death.
所以我们每次讲到试探的时候，就觉得是一个人在一种状况底下非常非常不好，然后呢，假如他能够胜过的话，那他得生命的冠冕。
So whenever we speak of temptation, it is someone who is in such a bad circumstance that if he is able to overcome temptation, then he will receive the crown of life.
而且尤其是经节，我们讲说神从来不试探人。
Especially the verse says that God does not tempt.
那到底圣经这个试探这个字是什么意思？
Then what is the meaning of this word to tempt in the Bible?
那我们来看一个希腊文的 OK 希腊文圣经 Perasmos
Perasmos that's the word in Greek、
okay. 假如我们把这个圣经拉出来看的时候
If we take the Bible and examine it
其实这个字被用成、神试验人魔鬼试探人，但是原文圣经都是一个字。
So in the text it says basically God tests man, but Satan tempts. But in the original text it is all the same word.
你说魔鬼，上帝总会试探人。
So then how can God test man?
我们来看一下创世纪第二十二章。
So let us turn to Genesis chapter 22.
好，我们看第一节。
Verse
1. 这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕。就呼叫他说亚伯拉罕他说我在这里
Sometime later God tested Abraham He said to him Abraham here I am He replied
所以神是不试探人是不是试验人
So does God test, tempt or test man
我告诉你同样一个字
Let me tell you the same word
没有什么差别
There is no difference
So 那么但是我们了解的第二点就是说魔鬼试探人这我们清楚
But the second point is we fully aware that Satan tempts man.
那么到底上帝试验人，魔鬼试探人，是让我们试着用中文来把它解释说，哦，这个不一样。
So God tests man, Satan tempts man. Perhaps we can use in Chinese make a bit of a distinction to explain this.
但是原文的字它是一样。
But in the original text, the original word is the same.
所以我想我必须先解释神试验人、魔鬼试探人，它到底差别在哪里。
So first, I must explain what is the difference between God testing man and Satan tempts.
上帝来试验一个人的目的不是使人去犯罪。
The purpose of God testing an individual is not so that he may sin.
圣经讲说神不被恶试探，他也不试探。不试探人。
So the Bible says that God is not tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone.
也就是说，上帝去试验一个人的时候，他目的不是要让他犯罪。
So yeah, in other words, that when God is testing an individual, the purpose is not so that that individual may sin.
把它讲清楚一点啊，你们知道我以前在大学教书。
Perhaps let me explain more, a little bit more. You know that I was a professor in college.
那么我过一段时间就给学生考试。
So, periodically I would test the students.
那我问你，我考试的目的是做什么？
What is the purpose of this test that I give to them?
啊？是不是要把他放个掉，让他很惨，然后让他去作弊，然后是不是个目的？
Is it the purpose of that? I may flunk him and then he, you know, he really suffers a lot and then perhaps, you know, cheat.
其实我考试的目的是让他知道他学了多少东西，他可以更长进。
So the purpose of the test is so that he is can know how much he is aware, how much he knows, and then he can be aware.
上帝试验亚伯拉罕最后的目的是让亚伯拉罕得福。
The final purpose of God's testing of Abraham is so that Abraham may be blessed.
所以圣经讲说神试验亚伯拉罕。
And the Bible says that the God tested Abraham.
那么是让亚伯拉罕知道了自己到底跟神的关系是如何。
So that Abraham may come to know what is his relationship to God.
那我们当然知道亚伯拉罕胜过了，接受了神的这个考验，而且得胜。
Of course, we fully aware that Abraham was able to overcome this test and.
但是魔鬼试探人的目的就不一样了。
But the purpose of Satan's temptation of man is different.
魔鬼试探人的主要的目的是让人去犯罪。
The main purpose of Satan is to so that man may sin.
然后他可以用这个来控制。来控制这个人。
So that he can take this and use it to control this individual.
不是很多都这样的事情吗？
Do we not see this quite often?
我们来想一个例子。
Let us think of an example.
我们看一下撒母耳记下第十三章。
Let's take a look at Second Samuel.
第十三章。
Chapter 13.
讲到一件事情。
It speaks of this story.
讲到了大卫的长子暗嫩啊，恋慕他的妹妹他玛。
And it speaks of the story of Amnon and who desired after his sister Tamar.
好，我们把这段圣经稍微看一下。
Let's read this passage.
我们可以了解魔鬼他做的工作大概是什么。
So that perhaps we can understand the work of Satan.
大卫儿子亚撒龙有个美貌的妹子名叫他玛，大卫儿子暗嫩爱他，暗嫩为他妹子。他玛忧疾成病，他玛还是处女，暗嫩以为难向他行事。暗嫩有个朋友名叫约拿达，这是大卫长兄示米亚的儿子。这约拿达为人极其狡猾，他问暗嫩说：“王的儿子啊，为何一天比一天瘦弱呢？请你告诉我。”暗嫩回答说：“我爱我兄弟亚撒龙的妹子他玛。”约拿达说：“你不如躺在床上装病，你父亲来看你，你就对他说：求父叫我妹子他玛来，在我眼前预备食物，递给我吃，使我看见，好从他手里接过来吃。”于是暗嫩躺卧装病，王来看他，他对王说：求王叫我妹子他玛来，在我眼前为我做两个饼，我好从他手里接过来吃。然后底下就说：以后他怎么强奸了他的妹妹。
So in the course of the time, Amnon, son of David, fell in love with Tamar, the beautiful sister of Absalom, son of David. Amnon became frustrated to the point of illness on account of his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin and it seemed impossible for him to do anything to her. Now Amnon had a friend named Jonadab, and of son of Shimeah, David's brother. Jonadab was a very shrewd man. He asked Amnon, Why do you, the king's son, look so haggard morning after morning? Won't you tell me? Amnon said to him, I am in love with Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. Go to bed and pretend to be ill. Jonadab said, when your father comes to see you, say to him, I would like my sister Tamar to come and give me something to eat. Let her prepare the food in my sight so that I may watch her and then eat it from her hand. So Amnon lay down and pretended to be ill. When the king came to see him, Amnon said to him, I would like my sister Tamar to come and make some special bread in my sight, so I may eat from her hand. And then the story goes on and documents the story in which Amnon ends up raping Tamar.
然后结果呢, 结果亚撒龙等了两年, 然后把他哥哥给杀了。
And then later on, Absalom, the brother of Tamar, ended up killing Amnon.
这记得在撒母耳记下第十三章第二十八节那个地方。
And this was recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 18.
Verse
28.
亚撒龙吩咐仆人说：“你们注意看，按奈饮酒畅快的时候，我对你们说杀按奈，你们便杀他，不要惧怕，这不是我吩咐你们的吗？你们只管壮胆奋勇。”仆人就照亚撒龙所吩咐的，向按奈行了。Absalom
ordered his men, "Listen, when Amnon is in high spirit from drinking of wine, and I say to you, strike Amnon down, then kill him. Don't be afraid. Have not I given you this order? Be strong and be." And brave. So Absalom's men did to Amnon what Absalom had ordered.
30节说, 他们还在路上有风声传到大卫那里说, 亚撒龙将王的众子都杀了, 没有留下一个, 王就起来撕裂衣服, 躺在地上, 王的臣仆也都撕裂衣服, 站在旁边。 然后32节说, 大卫长兄示米亚的儿子约拿达说, 我主不要以为王的众子少年的都杀了, 只有按那一个人死了。
Verse 30, when they were on their way, the report came to David, Absalom has struck down all the king's sons. Not one of them is left. The king stood up, tore his clothes, and lay down on the ground. And all his servants stood by with their clothes torn. But Jonadab, son of Shimei, David's brother, said, my lord should not think that they killed all the princes. Only Amnon is dead.
所以你看, 是谁引诱给他方法让
So who tempted Amnon so that he raped his sister?
约拿达被杀了以后，谁说啊？其实不是众子死，只有他一个人死掉而已。So
who? It was Jonadab. But later on, after he was killed, who said? You know, Jonadab said it wasn't all the princes, but just Amnon.
那么32节还讲说啊，自从按奈奸入亚撒龙妹子他玛的那日，亚撒人就定义杀按奈了。你看。
And verse 32 also says, this has been Absalom's expressed intent ever since the day Amnon raped his sister Tamar.
所以你可以看见魔鬼试探一个人，那一个人犯罪以后，他的罪状是让你犯罪，然后用这个用这样的一个罪行来控制你，来控告你，这是他所做的工作。So
we see that Satan, when Satan tempts someone, he then uses this sin to control and to accuse this individual, and then subsequently has other consequences.
所以我们知道。 魔鬼试探的目的是使人犯罪。So
we know the purpose of Satan's temptation is so that man may sin.
神试探人的目的是为要赐福。And
God tests man so that he may bless them.
结果在我们人的感受里面，我们都要感受那怎么样？被试探。But
in our experience, they all feel like a temptation.
但是圣经对试探这个字还有第三个解释。
But the Bible has a third explanation of this word to tempt.
讲说人试探神,
it is that man may tempt God.
人怎么可能试探神?
How can man tempt God?
你还没有开口呢,
even before you open your mouth, God would already know.
那什么,
so if we look at the word, what is this meaning of tempt?
神,
can man tempt God? Has man tempted God?
有没有?
Has man?
有啊,我们看一下出埃及记第17章。Let's
take a look at Exodus chapter 17.
第17章。
Chapter 17.
其实很多,不过我们就找这一段,我们看17章,我们看第一节。
Verse 1.
一直到第二节。
To 2.
以色列全会众都遵耶和华的吩咐，按着战口从许的旷野往前行，在利非定安营，百姓没有水喝，所以与摩西争闹说：“给我们水喝吧！” 摩西对他们说，你们为什么与我争闹，为什么试探耶和华呢？
The whole Israelite community set out from the desert sin travel from place to place as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. So they quarreled with Moses and said, give us water to drink. Moses replied, why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test?
还有第七节,
and verse 7.
他给那地方起名叫马撒，又叫米利巴，因为以色列人争闹，又因他们试探耶和华说，耶和华是在我们中间不是。
And he called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and because they tested the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not?
所以他们在地方上，圣经说他们试探谁？
And the Bible says, who did they test?
他们试探上帝。
They tested God.
他们试探上帝，在这地方我们就看见他们的方式是用争闹的方式。
And the way they achieve this is through their quarreling.
所以在这种定义的底下，弟兄姊妹，你试探过上帝吗？
So under this definition, brother and sister, have you tested God?
啊？
Have you?
多少都有吧。
Perhaps many of us have.
当你很多事情祷告你不顺的时候，你会怎么说？
But oftentimes when you pray and something is not going according to you, what will you say?
啊，上帝没有听祷告了。
And God didn't listen to my prayer.
啊，我这个人太小了，上帝怎样怎样，我们讲一大堆这种话。
Or I'm so small and God is so and so, and we say a lot of similar words.
你看，圣经说，其实争闹跟试探上帝是一个铜板的两面。
And so we see that quarreling and also to test God is a two sides of the same coin.
我们说耶和华在不在我们中间
？And we ask, is God Jehovah amongst us?
不然我们怎么会发生这个事情
？Otherwise, how can such a thing happen?
我们对上帝产生了怀疑。
How can we start doubting God?
我们开始不知道上帝的本性是什么。
We no longer can be sure of his character.
圣经说这也叫做试探。
And the Bible says that this is temptation. This is testing.
所以呢，正确的解经，你必须要这个字在用的时候，事实上，神试验人，魔鬼试探人，人试探神，这都是一样一个字。
So when we look at this word and also in the context of how it's used, especially that when God tests man, Satan tempts man, and man testing God, it is all the same word.
那我们就再想另外一个问题，为什么神允许这样事情发生？
Let's consider a different question, which is why does God allow such a thing to happen?
嗯？
Why?
我们还不记得跟见以弗所书第二章八节九节十节。
Do we remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10?
圣经告诉我们说，我们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。
The Bible tells us that we're saved by grace, but also by faith.
不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
It is not from us, but also but given from God.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
It is not by works, so that no one can boast.
那第十节讲什么？
And what does verse 10 say?
他说，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。
For we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus.
为要叫我们行善。
To do good works.
就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Which God prepared in advance for us.
它里面讲很重要的字，我们是他手中的工作。
And this is very important word he says, we're his workmanship.
所以我们既然是他手中的工作的时候，神就一定会雕琢我们。
And therefore, because we're his workmanship, then therefore he will test us.
所以神在雕琢我们的过程，炼净我们的过程的里面，其中有的东西就叫让试炼临到你。
So in this entire process of this workmanship, and there's he will test us.
我再问你一个简单的问题。
Let me ask you a simpler question.
耶稣基督在传福音以前，先有没有先被试探
？Jesus before he started his ministry, was he tempted?
有没有
？Was he tempted?
那他是谁让他去被试探的
？Who tempted him?
啊，是。Who drove him to be tempted? 谁催逼他去接受试探的？圣灵有没有？
It is the Holy Spirit that drove him to be tempted.
你看看，圣灵让他到试探山上怎么样？接受试探。
And the Holy Spirit drove him to the mountain so that he may be tempted.
所以路加福音后面讲说，他胜过所有试探以后，就带着能力，有没有？
And then later on, Luke says that after he was tempted, he was empowered.
所以，OK， 我们要换下一个了。OK， 所以一个基督徒胜过一个胜过试探了以后，他的那个 效验或者 effect 它是什么。
So after a Christian has been tempted or what tested, what is the end result? What is the effect?
我们就看得很清楚了。亚伯拉罕神试验亚伯拉罕的目的是做什么
？We see it very clearly. What is the purpose of God's testing of Abraham?
使他蒙福。
So that he may be blessed.
你看亚伯拉罕好不容易有个儿子。
It was very difficult for Abraham to have a son.
那么神就来跟他要。
He finally had a son, and God asked him for his son.
那我们看二十二创世纪二十二章的时候，我们发现神跟他怎么要这个孩子。
In chapter 22 of Genesis, we see how God asked him for this son.
他说第一节说这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。神说你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。有没有
？He said to him, Abraham, here I am. He replied. Then God said, Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah, sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about.
他不生孩子，他以前没有生孩子。
Prior to this, Abraham could not have a son.
上帝跑出来给他讲说、我要给你后裔。
And God came and made a covenant with Abraham and says, I will give you an offspring.
而且我要把这个迦南地赐给你的后裔。
And I will give this land of Canaan to your descendants.
这是十二章讲的话。
This is what was recorded in chapter 12.
然后过了好多年上帝就不讲话。
And many years later, God did not speak.
到第十五章
，all the way till chapter 15，
神又来跟他显现
，and God appeared to him once again。
亚伯拉罕有点不太高兴
，and Abraham was a little annoyed。
那么亚伯拉罕就给他讲说你既然没给我儿子，
so,
我要领受我家业，是我家里我是我生在我家里中的人。
And so he says, although God, you didn't give me a son, so the one who's going to inherit all of this from me will be my servant。
呀，是个大马色人啊，以利以谢。
And it's Eliezer from Damascus.
神说不不不，只有从你所出的才会从你的后裔。
And the Lord says not so, because only he who is from you, your seed, will be your descendant.
然后就把他带到外面去。
And then he took him outside.
然后让他看天上的星。
And he pointed out the stars in the sky.
他说你能数过天上的星，你的后裔，你才数得完你的后裔。
And he says, your descendant shall be numerous as the stars in the sky.
然后神就跟他立约
，and then God made a covenant with him。
然后神就走了
，and then God left。
那亚伯兰就在想了
，and then Abraham thought to himself，
哦，神说要给我后裔
，God says I will have a descendant。
我已经八十几岁了
，I'm already 80 or so。
我怎么会有后裔呢
？How can I have a descendant？
我太太还没有怀孕
，My wife is not pregnant。
我八十几，她都七十几
，I'm already 80 or so。She said in her 70s。
所以到十六章。他用自己的方法解决了问题。
And in chapter 16, he used his own way to accomplish this.
他太太给他介绍他的婢女叫夏甲。
And so her wife Sarah gave him her maid servant.
他就半推半就的接受了。
So he unwillingly accepted.
But finally he accepted anyway.
Finally accepted anyway.
然后就生了一个孩子。
And then he had a child with her.
他认为上帝就是借这种方式使他自己的后裔。
And he thought that God used such a way to accomplish his promise to him.
所以我们看到从创世纪第十六章第十六节一直到第十七章第一节。
So we see from chapter 16, verse 16 all the way to 17, verse 1.
上帝沉默了整整的十三年。
God was silent for 13 years.
他八十六岁到他九十九岁才上帝才跟他出来讲话。
From his 86 years old all the way till when he's 99 when God came and spoke to him.
就按照犹太人算法是两个期。
According to the Israel account, it's two periods.
因为他们是开始那个年就开始算，也就是说，假如你是十二月三十一号生的孩子，你隔一天一月一号你就是两岁的意思，虽然只有两天哈。
So in other words, when you start from the 31st of December, but on January 1st, it's already 2 years because even though it's.
也就是说，上帝沉默了。
In other words, God was silent.
因为他用自己的方式，他要解决他自己的问题。
Because he uses his own way to accomplish to solve this problem.
换句话来说。
In other words.
他事实上是这件事情他失败了。
he failed in this.
所以17章的时候, 神就来告诉他,
so in chapter 17, God came and spoke to him. At that time, he was already 99 years old.
那神就给他讲说, 我是全能的神,
and he says, appeared to him and says, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless.
他说,
我就与你立约, I will confirm my covenant between you, me and you, and will greatly increase your numbers.
神在提醒他14年前的事情,
God reminded him of what happened 14 years ago. And then we find this.
到他100岁的时候,
when he was 100, he had a son named Isaac. But then a situation arose in the family. Because he has two wives at home. One is someone who is born of his own flesh. And the other one is born of the Spirit. And so we clearly see this in Galatians and Romans that these two this thing.
所以你就明白为什么神叫做平安。
So you know what is peace.
中国人很会讲平安的安就是一个家里面只能有一个女人，对不对？
So in the Chinese character for peace, there is only one woman in the character.
他现在有两个，当然就不平安了。So
now he has two. Obviously, there is no peace at home.
所以家里面出了问题，所以只好把这个小太太跟他的儿子，他所生的那是他的第一个孩子，就给赶出家里面去了。So
of course he had to cast out his second wife and her son.
现在只剩下一个以上。
So then there is only Isaac.
好不容易养到十几岁。
All when he was in his teens.
上帝来跟他要了,
and God came and asked for his son.
而且要东西的时候呢,
when God was asking,
还跟他讲说, 还提醒他说, 这是你独生儿子, 你所爱的以撒。
And God reminded him, saying that it is your only son whom you love, Isaac.
一般我们跟他要东西不是这样要的。
Usually when we ask someone for something, this is not how we approach it.
我记得我昨天我太太跟我儿子, 看他的披萨买了一大堆, 在那里, 讲吃他的pizza, 跟他讲什么呢?
I remember the other day my wife, when she saw my son ordered a lot of pizza, how did she ask him for the slice?
他说你咳嗽,
she says, you're coughing, this thing is not good for you.
吃的对你喉咙不好,
it's bad for your throat.
妈妈帮你吃,
mom will help you eat it.
哎,
and this is the way that she goes about.
可是上帝给亚伯兰讲的不是这样子。
But God didn't ask Abraham in such a way.
他提醒他一件事情,
he reminded Abraham.
他说这是你独生的儿子。
He said that this is your only son.
意思是说，你不要想以斯玛利，以斯玛利到哪里去，你都不知道了。你另外孩子你不见了，这样只有一个而已。
In other words, don't even think about Ishmael because you don't know where Ishmael is. I only want your only son.
而且这是你所爱的孩子。
And this is also the son you love.
考题是把他先给我。
And the test is give him to me.
神试验他。
God tested him. But Abraham overcame this.
圣经记载说亚伯兰清早就起来,
and the Bible reports saying that Abraham rose early in the morning,
把仆人带着, 把孩子带着, 把柴带着,
and took the servant and the child and the wood.
到了第三天, 然后就想要把他现在, 在神的, 神的山上,
so the third day when he rode God's mountain was to offer him there.
也就摩利亚山,
and the Mount Moriah.
所以我们看见他的福, 神就跟他讲这么一句话,
so we see that God said this to him.
第十六节,
verse 16.
耶和华对他说, 你既行了这事不留下的儿子, 就是你独生的儿子, 我便指着自己体示说, 论福, 我必赐大福给你, 论子孙, 我必叫你的子孙多起来, 如天上的星, 海边的沙, 你子孙必得仇敌的城门, 并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福, 因为你听从了我的话。
Verse 16 says, and said, I swear by myself, declare the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me.
所以我们知道亚伯兰目的做什么?
So we see the purpose of God's testing of Abraham.
使他可以得福,
so that Abraham may be blessed.
可以使他可以成为赐福的器皿,
so that he may be a vessel that brings blessing to others.
万国可以因他的后裔蒙福,
that all nations may be blessed through his descendants.
所以, 创世纪十二章讲说万国要因亚伯拉罕蒙福。
So the Genesis chapter 12 says that all nations will be blessed through Abraham.
但是这地方讲说万国要因你后裔蒙福。
And but here it says that all nations will be blessed through your descendants, your offspring.
也就是说他这个传承是成功的。
In other words, his this passing of this blessing is completed.
你知道我们在讲得福，有时候是父亲得福，儿子不得福，有没有？
When we talk about being blessed or being prosperous, the father may be blessed, but the child or the son may not.
我们经常失败，我们没有办法得到福气的传承。
Oftentimes we fail because we're unable to pass this blessing, success down to our offspring.
有好的属灵父亲，没有保证好的属灵孩子。
A lot of successful and prosperous spiritual fathers are unable to ensure the prosperity of their spiritual sons.
有多少的牧师长老，他的孩子是乱七八糟。
And how many pastors their sons are in such a bad state?
很多人因父亲蒙福。
A lot of people are blessed through their parents, their father.
可是很少人因为他的孩子蒙福。
But not many people are blessed through their children.
因为他在许多的事上，他们在神的试验当中，他们失败了。
Because in many things in God's test of them, they failed.
我问你，撒母耳好不好？
Let me ask you, is Samuel a good person? Is Samuel good?
他的孩子好不好？
Was his son good?
不好。
No.
大卫好不好？
Is David good?
合神心意当然好。
Yes, a man after God's own heart.
他的孩子好不好？
What about his children? No.
刚刚才讲他强奸了他的妹子呢。
We just talked about, you know, his son raping his sister.
那个所罗门再有智慧，也违背两次向他显现耶和华嘛。
Even Solomon, when he is with such wisdom, he still disobeyed God twice.
我问你，雅各磨到最后也可以吧？
What about Jacob?
他的孩子好不好？
What about his children?
有没有看到什么好的？只有一个出国那个比较好。
There is only one who left that was good.
所以可以发现这种东西为什么亚伯拉罕他可以把福气传承给他下一代。
And here we see how is Abraham able to pass this blessing onto his descendants?
因为他胜过神的试验。
Because he overcame God's test.
所以今天我们为什么没有蒙福？
So today, why are we not blessed?
因为我们在许多上帝的试验或是借着魔鬼给我们试探的当中，我们失败了。
Because we failed in God's test or in Satan's temptation.
我们抓不住那个福气。
We're unable to grab hold onto that blessing.
我不知道，我养过三个孩子。
I have three children.
现在都大了。
And they're all grown up.
他们小的时候，我一定会试验他们。
When they're young, I like to test them.
我经常会在很小的时候，小不隆咚啊，跟我讲点话，那我就开始拿两个橘子到他们面前去。
So when they're young, when I would bring them two oranges.
一个大的一个小的。
A large one and a small one.
然后就给他。
And I give to them.
他好高兴啊。
He's happy.
两只小手拿着。
And he's grabbing those with his two hands.
然后我就再回头跟他要。
And I come back and I ask him.
给爸爸一个好不好？
Can daddy have one?
他就看了很久。
And he took a look at it for a long time.
终于决定给我一个。
And he decides to give me one.
他给我哪一个？
He gives which one?
小的。
He gives me a small one.
我说我要那一个。
And I said I want the other one.
他两个都抱得更紧。
And then he grabs hold the other one tightly.
我就用不同的方式试验他，试探他。
I use many different ways to test and to tempt him.
直到有一天他学会了。
Till one day he understood.
他懂得把大的给我。
He knows that he wants to give me the larger one.
我就把还给他，摸他的好乖。
And I give it back to him and I say you're you know good boy.
他觉得蛮安全的。
And he feels secure.
所以每次我再给他看一眼，他爸给你。
And then whenever I ask him, he would say, "Here, daddy."
再没有比这更安全的了。
And there's nothing more safe than this.
就有那么一天，我就把它给吃了。
So one day I ate it.
眼泪就流了。
And then he starts to cry.
所以你看，很多时候我们跟上帝之间也是这样子，好像跟上帝很安全，有时候你就不安全了。
So it's just like this with us and in God. Sometimes we feel so secure, but one day we don't.
但是神就不断的要让我们知道我们到底有多少灵命，有多少的事实在里面。
And God constantly tests us so that we may know how much spiritual life we have in us.
直到有一天神知道我们成熟了。
Till one day that God knows that we're mature.
神就借着我们赐福给别人。
So then He uses us to bless others.
不但是我们。
Not only us.
而是许多人因着我们得福。
But also many others are blessed through us.
因为上 试验我们是基督徒成熟的一个手段。
Because to test a Christian is a way for us to be more mature.
圣经说我们在手中的工作。
For the Bible says that we are His workmanship.
是不是？
Is it not so?
好，我们再看一处圣经。
Let's take a look at another passage.
我们来看一下雅各书。
Let's take a look at James.
我们还是看第一章。
Let's look at chapter 1.
我们看雅各书第一章的时候， 我们来看一下第二节。
Verse 2
到第三节
to 3。
好，这是同样一个字。他说：“我的弟兄们，你们若在百般的试验中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。”
Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may mature and complete, but not lacking anything.
刚刚讲说我们是上帝手中的工作。
Before it says we're the workmanship of God.
那戳刀是什么呢？
But what is this tool that he uses?
其实就是试探跟试炼。
It is test and temptation.
圣经告诉我们，你们落在伙伴的试炼当中，以为大喜的。
And the Bible says that we should be joyful whenever we be fallen into a manifold trial.
因为信心经过试验，就会生忍耐。
Because in perseverance, we also will have faith.
忍耐成功，就是你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
And so when endurance finishes work, so that you may be mature and complete.
在基督徒成长的过程的里面，我们多少时候更深祷告说：“上帝啊，你加添我能力，有没有？”
How many times in our walk with Him that we pray, Lord, give us strength?
那我现在告诉你，神怎么加添能力，好不好？
Then let me tell you now how God gives us strength.
神加添能力不是你祷告完了以后你就很兴奋，然后就很有能力。
It is not that once we have our prayers and God we're strengthened and we feel empowered.
有个母亲。
There's a mother.
很爱主的母亲,
a mother who loves God very much.
她有了孩子以后, 她发现她很没有耐心。
When she had a child, she finds that she doesn't have much patience.
骂完孩子就后悔。
And then she regretted after yelling at her child.
然后她就不断在发现自己在一个重复的里面。
And she later on she finds that she continues to be in this pattern repetitively.
孩子一吵, 她就骂。
And when the child cries, she would yell at him.
骂完以后就觉得，哎，我不对，我怎么脾气这么不好？
And then she finds that how I have such bad temper.
然后这次给孩子道歉。And
then she would go and apologize to the child.
她说妈妈不会再做，对不起哈。And
then and says, "Mom, mommy won't do this again."
那有一天，她就觉得说，我应该跟神求能力。So
one day she says, "I want to pray to God for power, for strength."
她就躲到房间里面去跪在那祷告。So
she went into the room and knelt before God and prayed.
祷告了一个小时。
She prayed for an hour.
感觉上帝真是与她同在。And
truly felt that God was with her.
就打开门就出来了。
And she opened the door and came out.
她一打开，两个小孩子大吵大闹，就跑来告状了。
And then her two children came and came to her.
她反应是什么？
And was loud. And what was her response?
啊？
What was the response?
还是生气啊！你们两个怎么兄妹姐妹还这样吵？
And she was angry because she was angry and says, "How could you start? How could you argue with each other?" And that was the first word she said.
就想起刚刚一个小时的祷告。
And then she just remembered that she spent an hour praying.
她跟孩子讲说，妈妈再安静一下，对不起哈，就把门关着，回去跟上帝讲话。
And then she says, "Mommy need some quiet time," so she closed the door and went back to God.
她就问上帝说，上帝，我不是跟你求能力吗？怎么我出去马上没有能力？
And she says, "God, did I ask for strength, and how can I not have any of that when I open the door?"
上帝在里面就提示他一件事情，就是因为你求能力，所以你马上就遇到怎么样？ Yeah.
So God says, because you asked for strength, and what are you faced with? You're faced with a test.
假如你这次勒住舌头，你就马上就得能力了。
If you're able to withhold your tongue, then you will be strengthened.
这你发现很多基督徒越祷告越惨了，有没有？
Do you find that when Christians, the more we pray, the more situation we get ourselves into?
因为你跟神求这个神就真的是给你，因为我们基督徒能力的增长跟我们小孩子长大的过程是一样的。
Because as a Christian, the process of our growth is same as a child growing up.
小孩子肌肉需要训练。
A child's his muscle, his strength, it needs to be.
他眼睛跟肌肉之间要有协调。
His coordination he needs to have eye and hand coordination.
我再告诉你我怎么整过我的孩子。
Let me tell you how I also tested my child.
我那个小孩子他很可爱，坐在那很可爱。
When he was young, he was very cute and he just sat there.
那我就拿个皮鞋盒到他面前。
So I brought a shoebox before him.
那我也坐在前面。
And I also sat before him.
那我就把 鞋盒的盖子拿起来放下去，拿起来放下去。
So I took the cover of the box and took it, picked it up, put it down, pick it up, put it down.
那么他就看着。
And he took, he just looked at it.
啊，他就爬过来了。
And he came over, crawled over.
他的小手就在那拍，在拍，拍拍。
So he was tapping the cover.
我就知道时候到了。
So I thought this is the time.
我就把这盒盖子放到旁边去。
So I took the cover aside.
我就坐在椅子上看他。
And I sat there and watched him.
他果然坐着了。
And he sat up.
他拿起鞋盖来就要盖下去。
And he took the cover and wants to cover the box.
他盖得下去吗？
Can he cover the box?
他盖不下去。
He can't.
东盖西盖，东盖西盖。
He tried all different kinds of ways to cover the box.
然后就叫起来，啊！
Try to put the cover on, and then he started to cry.
然后再来，再盖。
And then he tried to cover, put the cover back on.
那我就去安慰他一下。
And I went and comforted him.
第二天再来。
The next day he came.
经过几个礼拜，他就盖下去。
After a couple of weeks, he was able to do it.
然后他自己拍手。
And then he started clap his own hands.
哎，我觉得很多时候上帝就让我们学功课。我们常讲的学功课，其实学功课里面有一个，就是神让你经历试炼，经历试探。
And we often say God teaches a lesson, and we are a part of that lesson is to be tested and to be tempted.
因为这经过这些事情以后，是你成全完备。
And through this, all of this, you'll be well prepared.
毫无缺陷。
And that there is nothing you will lack.
这为什么雅各跟彼得讲说你们在患难中要以为大喜乐的原因。
And that is why both James and Peter says that in trials and tribulations you be joyful.
因为这是上帝的锉刀。
Because this is a tool that God uses.
有时候是很不容易。
Sometimes it's very difficult.
因为每一个基督徒他的特质都不一样。
Because the character of every Christian is different.
所以上帝用的方式也不一样。
And also the way God trained us will also be different.
你看见别人的走的属灵路程好像很顺利。
Maybe perhaps you'll see that other people are more successful in their spiritual walk.
你会发现你自己特别倒霉。
And you'll find that you're have such bad luck.
啊，有一次我的女儿在讲话里面。
One day in my conversation with my daughter.
她很爱主。
She loves the Lord very much.
那么他也服侍了很多。
And she served God a lot.
他就发现了许多人他服侍的比较少，可是他们好像比较蒙福。
And she will find that there are certain some people who serve less, but they seem to be more blessed.
啊，他们很懂得保护自己。
They know how to protect themselves.
可是他很多时候他把手边事情放下来，他去服侍。
And sometimes she will put down her work and go and serve.
啊，他有时候他有灰心的时候。
Sometimes she's disappointed.
有一次在开车，我就给她讲个故事。
So one day when we were driving, and I told her a story.
你说我给她讲说，你看我们家旁边，我们不是有些竹林吗
？And next to our home, there's some bamboo forest.
那么她说，假设我们这竹林是很大的竹林。
Just imagine that this bamboo forest is very big.
那有个 artist 来的。
And then an artist comes over.
哦，他说这个竹子漂亮哦。
He says the bamboos are so beautiful.
啊，这颜色也很特别哦。
And the color is very special.
他就把锯下来。
So he takes a saw and cuts it down.
然后他回家了以后，用他的才华雕刻了这个竹子。
And when he went home, he uses talent to carve out this bamboo.
以后这个竹子被人家高价买走。
And then later on, this bamboo was paid by high price.
因为这是很有名的艺术家。
Because this is a famous artist who did this.
所以人家把放在博物馆展览。
So then they put it into a museum to display.
哦，很多人赞叹这个艺术品。
And many people came to enjoy this.
那个竹子是非常的得意。
And the bamboo is so feels so good about himself.
你看，我现在变得多漂亮。
And he says, "Look how beautiful I am now."
然后他我女儿就跟说 ，Okay, I got it. And then.
And then the daughter says, "Okay, I got it." And then.
I said, nobody praised me.
But she says, no one praised me.
我说 I have another bamboo.
And so I said, I have another bamboo.
又一根也跟他一样很好的。
And then there was another bamboo just like the first one.
一个农夫来了。
And a farmer came.
哦，这个很粗。
And he said, this one is such a thick bamboo. It's good quality.
他也把它锯下来。
He also cut it down.
可是呢，他命运就没这么好了。
But the bamboo wasn't so lucky.
那个农夫回去了以后。用铁柱子就敲那个结，呱呱呱呱。
So the bam, when the farmer went home, he used a big piece of metal to pound the bamboo.
然后把那个结都打通了。
And then pounded through all the way.
然后他就很痛苦。
And he was painful.
可是那个农夫人又拿那个戳子 files 又开始戳他，就把它弄得很平滑。
And then the farmer used the file to file it very smoothly.
啊，他就想农夫讲：“哎，痛了，痛了，这个可以浇灌了。”
And so the farmer wants to use this to water things.
哦，那终于结束了。
And he says, "Okay, it's finally over."
没有想到这农夫比了一下又回来了。
And the farmer went and measured a little bit and came back.
这是拿着 torch，
He took a torch.
然后用火呢就开始烤它。
And started using the torch, the fire to burn it.
然后呢把它弯起来。
And then to carve, to bend it, yeah.
然后用冷水一泡。
And then put it into cold water.
再拿出来。
And then took it out.
再烧一烧。
And bend it some, well,
再泡
一
泡。
Burn it over, and put it into water.
东弄西弄把它弄弯了。
And then he bended all different kinds of ways.
而且不但一个弯，好几个弯。
And then there are many, many bends.
这可以了，这可以了。
He says, this looks good now.
他以为要过去了。
The bamboo thought that his time has passed.
没有讲到他那个钻子又来了。
And then he took a file again.
钻子。
So the drill.
然后给他钻了好几个洞。
And then he drilled a couple more holes into the bamboo.
然后用几个小竹子给他接上去。
And then connected with smaller bamboos.
然后终于摆到他的菜园子里面去了。
And then finally place it into his vegetable garden.
然后用它做浇灌菜园子。
And use it to water his plants.
那他也蛮高兴的。
And the bamboo was happy.
总是有点用处嘛。
It's being used, well used.
不幸的是，经过了许多年以后。
Unfortunately, after many years.
人家把它拿下来。
He took it down.
因为慢慢老旧了。
Because it's old, it's used.
就找个地方给扔了。
And threw it into, discarded it.
他就在那叹息。
And then, so the bamboo was sighing to himself.
我就给他讲的故事讲到这里。
And so the story stopped here.
我说有一些基督徒，他们被雕琢很漂亮。
Some Christians are carved beautifully.
很多人赞叹他。
And a lot of people would praise them.
可是他永远都在博物馆。
But they will forever be in a museum.
但是另外一个呢
？But the other bamboo.
是一个因由他产生了许多的生命。
Because through him there will be many life brought forward.
他不是被他看的。
He is not just being looked at, being.
经由他许多生命被浇灌被蔓延。
And through him many he has watered many life.
我说孩子啊。
So I say, child.
你可能是第二种吧。
Perhaps you're the second one.
他笑一笑说 ，Yeah.
She smiled a little and says yes.
所以我想告诉你一件事情。
So I want to tell you this.
经过试探了以后，基督徒会成全完备，灵命成熟。
And through through test, a Christian will be prepared and will be mature and persevere.
在第三个。
And the third point.
我们刚讲到耶稣基督受试探。
Before we talked about Jesus being tempted.
啊，路加福音里面告诉我们的第四章。
Luke chapter 4 tells us.
是圣灵引到他那里接受试探。第四章第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1. It is the Holy Spirit that led him to be tempted.
那么试探完的结果是什么？
What is the result after he has been tempted?
第十四节。
Verse 14.
耶稣蛮有能力回到加利利，他的名声就传遍了四方。
Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread throughout the whole countryside.
所以弟兄姊妹，经过试探了以后。
Brothers and sisters, after being tempted,
你有能力可以服侍主。
Then you have the power to serve him.
所以圣经才讲说，耶稣基督也是凡事受试探，只是没有犯罪。
And for it is that Jesus, although being tempted, he did not sin.
所以他有资格，他有能力的安慰那些被试探的人。
Then he has the power of the Spirit to comfort those who are being tempted.
今天基督徒为什么没有能力
？Today, why do Christians not have any power?
因为我们认识神是在圣经的字句的里面，不是在生命的里面。
Because the God that we know is we only come to know Him through the Word of the Bible, but not in the experience of life.
我们查经我们是一流的。
When we study the Bible, it's here.
因为你到 Internet 随便找一找，然后整理一下，讲起来都很有亮光。
When we study the Bible, we just go to the Internet, do some searches, and we share.
可能错的你也不知道。
Perhaps it's wrong, but you wouldn't know about it.
但是你可以带很好查经，你影响不了任何一个人。
But and then you can lead the Bible study very well, but you cannot impact and influence anyone.
啊，你可以去买神学书来看，你也看懂了。
And perhaps you have a lot of seminary books or works about the Bible that you study, you understand.
但是你跟神的关系只有在头脑里面。
But your relationship with God is purely in your head.
你的跟神的关系从来没有从生命当中流露出来，跟神有真正的交通。
Your experience with him, your relationship with him has not permeated your life, has not shown, demonstrated through you.
所以我们服事没有能力。
So therefore, in our service, we're powerless.
你查经，人家都同意。
And when you're leading the Bible study, everyone agrees.
可是你没有影响过任何一个人。
But you have not been able to influence anyone.
人家遇到事情的时候，第一个打电话的绝对不是你。
When someone are faced with difficult circumstances, you're not the first one they will call.
人家就查经的时候会想到你说，哎，那个怎么解？来问他，来问他，他都读过。When
someone has a question about it, they would come and ask you.
可是等他生命中出生活上出了问题的时候，他不会打电话给你。When
a person has a circumstance in their life, they would not come and ask you for help.
因为你是律法师，是法利赛人。Because
you're the Pharisee,
and you're the scribe. 你不是他们生命中的朋友。
You're not a friend in life.
但是有些人却因为在生命当中经历过试探了以后，他们安慰人就几句话就安慰了。And
because of someone who has experienced temptation, when they comfort others, they only need a few words.
因为这些人带着能力。
Because these people bring power.
因为他经过这些试探，他一个一个的胜过。
Because they've been able to overcome one temptation after another.
第四个，胜过试探会有什么效应？
The fourth is to be strengthened by overcoming temptation.
我们可以带来神荣耀。
We can bring forth glory.
你看约伯记。
If you look at Job.
在约伯记的第三章。
Job chapter 3.
那么在第三章里面就讲到的第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章就讲到上帝怎样来跟魔鬼讲话。
It talks about the conversation between how God spoke to Satan.
第二章第三节。
Verse 2, chapter 2, verse 3.
耶和华问撒旦说：“你曾用心观察我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人他完全正直，敬畏神，愿你恶事。你虽然击中我，攻击他，无故的毁灭他，他仍然持守他的纯正。”
Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one in earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil, and he still maintains his integrity, though you incited me against him to ruin him without any reason." Satan was blameless and was attacked by Satan. Sorry, Job was blameless.
但是是上帝的允许。
But God permitted this to happen.
你是不是又看见了这个事情试探临到约伯身上，是上帝允许？ 魔鬼来怎么样来试探？有没有？
So you see this process where when Job was tempted, it's something that God permitted and Satan carried out.
所以圣经才会讲说，你们受试探的时候，神总会给你开一条出路，叫你忍受得住。
And that's why the Bible says, whenever you're tempted, God always opens the way so you may pass.
神允许试探临到我们身上，目的就是雕琢我们这个人越来越像耶稣基督。
Perhaps when we're tempted, when he allows temptation to fall upon us so that we may emulate Christ even more, imitate Christ more.
所以我们就发现了一件事情，约伯受试探，他胜过第一次的试探了以后，神就得了荣耀。
And we see that when Job was able to overcome the temptation the first time, he was glorified. He received glory.
所以很多时候上帝为什么没有荣耀？因为基督徒只要碰到试探，一个一个的倒。
You know why does God not receive glory? It's because when Christians are faced with temptation, we fail one after another. And how many times his name we bring shame to his name?
人家讲说,啊,那个是基督徒,你看他们,
and people often complain saying, "Oh, look at that Christian, look at how perhaps bad that person is."
但是当你胜过试探的时候,你说,哦,那个基督徒不一样,你看他这样子,他还能够这样子。
But when you overcome temptation and others will say, "Look at that Christian, he is different."
所以我们就发现一件，试探是基督徒生命当中必须要有的一个事情。
And so we find that temptation is something that a Christian must endure in his Christian walk.
那么我要赶快讲，我发现时间到了。
I need to speed up. Time zone's up.
你怎么面对？
So how do you face?
我用零一二三四五，很简单。So
I have a 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
什么叫零呢？
What is what do we have as zero, the 0 point? What does it mean zero?
因为雅各书告诉我们说，我们受试探是私欲怀胎。And
God says, James says that we are tempted because we are our desires it comes from our evil desires.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要很注意我们里面的反应，对一件事情的反应是什么。
We need to be very cautious about what is our response from our.
无论是喜怒哀乐。
Whether it's joy, angry, or love, or anything else.
因为那种里面的这种。 这种事情，那叫做私欲。
Because these are emotions, these are the things from within. It's called desire.
私欲不见得就是跟色情有关的，不见得。
And desire doesn't necessarily mean lust.
我现在举个例子来讲。
Let me give an example.
比如说你的孩子进了 Cornell.
For example, your child went to Cornell.
哦，那很高兴啊。
Well, got accepted, you're so joyful.
但是，你隔壁另外男孩进了 Harvard.
But then the next door neighbor, their son went to got accepted to Harvard.
你就发现你的心情马上不好.
You will find that you're not so happy anymore.
你发现是吗?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你发现你心情马上不好.
You'll find that you're no longer so joyful anymore.
你看这就是这样, 对不对?
This is man.
你可以发现你的喜怒哀乐一直在里面放动的时候, 你要注意下来下面讲的话, 可能就不太一样了, 对不对?
So you'll find that your emotion changes all the time, and then the words you will say is probably different. Now,
我再举个例子,
let me give you another example.
比如说你的孩子进了 Penn State, 我们都不要讲 New Jersey, 不会太敏感。
So let's say your child went to Penn State, let's not talk about Jersey and be so sensitive.
那么人家的孩子进了哈佛,
and then your neighbor's child got accepted to Harvard.
你说啊，他们那个孩子都是钱堆出来的啦。
And then we'll say, you know, oh yeah, they spent a lot of money on their child.
啊，从小就补到大。
And then they paid a lot from when they're young all the way till they're old.
啊，你想不想哈佛贵得很啊？
And you know how expensive Harvard is.
啊，一年呢，六七万呢。
And that is $60,000-$70,000 a year.
啊，我们才花多少钱呢？
And how much are we spending?
啊，你算一算呢，四年呢，我们都省了20万了。
And we count in 4 years, we saved about $200,000.
你会发现我们的里面的意念什么都开始转变。
And you see our thoughts and all the things start to turn.
很多时候你要注意我们里面那个对事情的喜怒哀乐反应是什么。
A lot of times we need to consider our response to a different
circumstance.都不讲你们，就讲我们这些传道人。
For example, never mind you. Let me give an example about myself.
你突然听说有一个人到你台湾的教会去讲道。
Or for example, you hear that someone you know went to Taiwan, went to a church to preach.
你从来没有被邀请过。
But you've never been invited to that church.
你马上就酸酸的感觉。
And you feel a little bit, you know, jealous, a little bit bitter.
你会讲什么？
What will you say?
大凡先知在本族本家不受欢迎。
And a prophet is shunned in his home.
你马上发现你里面那个东西出来了。
And you'll find that there's a response that comes out.
所以你要面对那个试探的第一件事情，要对自己非常里面东西的反应，你要很敏感，不要让它有任何的私欲在那里面。
So we need to be careful and not be so sensitive towards our responses and desires.
第二件事情，我想告诉你，就是说，我们受试探的时候的感觉是我们非常的孤单。
When we're tempted, our feeling is that we will feel very lonely.
因为大家都很顺，只有你一个人不顺。Because
everyone is so successful, only you.
对不对？
Is that not right?
所以你的感觉是说，上帝已经把你放弃了。And
the feeling is that God has already deserted you.
那圣经告诉我们说，你要小心这个观念。And
God says, and the Bible says you should be careful.
彼得前书第五章第七节。First
Peter chapter 5 verse 7.
第七条第四节说：你们要将一切忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们，务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地寻寻找可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他们。
7 to 10. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brother throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering.
So we need
to be aware that during those times you will feel very lonely.
但是千万不要落单。
But do not fall.
耶稣基督面对十字架的时候，
When Jesus was faced with the cross，
他到克西马尼园去祷告。
He went to Gethsemane, Garden of Gethsemane to pray.
他不是一个人去。
He did not just go by himself.
他带了他的三个最主要的门徒去。
He brought his most three main disciples with him.
所以这三个没什么用处。
Although they were not very helpful.
他们去哪里睡觉？
Well, they went over there to sleep.
但是他还是带他们去。
But nonetheless, he still brought them with him.
所以你要知道一件，当你在一个非常，你感觉你在受试炼或受试探或受什么都的当中的时候，你记得一件事情，你不要落单。So
so you must remember that whenever you're faced with tests or temptation, one thing you must remember is do not be discouraged.
Do not keep alone. Don't 就是自己不要自己一个人。
Do not be alone. Do not be just by yourself.
你知道你看那个动物片里面，你会发现一件事情，那个狮子或是其他的比较老虎，他们吃什么样哪一只动物呢？
So when you look at the animal planet or something like that, when a lion and when or the tiger when they attack, what kind of animal do they prey upon?
都是追杀那一只落单的。
They always go after the one that has fallen behind.
对不对？ 他们都是追杀那些落单的, 所以你不要落单。
They always go for the one that's singled out. Don't be the one. Don't be lonely. Don't be singled out.
所以两个观念在这件事情上面。
So there's two concepts on this.
一个说你不是唯一的。
And first is that you're not the only one.
因为耶稣基督凡是受试探之没犯罪。
Because Jesus was tempted in all kinds of ways, but he did not sin.
他了解你。
He understands you.
第二个，你不要单独。
And the second is do not be alone.
你需要属灵的朋友。
You need spiritual friends.
你在这种状况当中，你一定要找一个属灵朋友能够跟他分享。
In such a circumstance, you need to find a spiritual friend to share with him.
让他跟你一起祷告，来帮助你走过去。
So that he can help you, pray with you, and help you through this challenging time.
哦，第三个。
And the third point.
你在试探的当中，你为什么会落试探？你千万不要看第二眼。
When you're tempted, why did you the temptation fall upon you? Do not look at
the second time. 你看。 大卫王为什么犯罪?
Why did David why did he sin?
因为他那时候已经很成功了。
At that time he was already very successful.
他都不用出去打仗了。
He doesn't even need to go out and fight the war anymore.
约押出去打仗。
Uriah went out and fought the battle.
他在房子里面睡觉。
And he was sleeping in his house.
睡到日头平息。
And all the way till the high noon.
在平台上走来走去。
And he was walking along on his balcony.
从居高临下看见女孩子洗澡。
And then from high on top he sees this woman who's bathing.
还不赶快转回头,
and she did not turn away quickly.
继续看,
and he looked again.
叫人家把他带来, 问他叫什么名字,
and then he tells someone to bring her to him and says, what is your name?
所以他犯了奸淫,
and that is why he sinned. He committed adultery.
你要知道大卫是一个合神心意的人,
you know that David is a man after God's own heart.
假如他败了,
if he failed, then you too will not be successful.
你说因为他不够聪明。
Perhaps you will say he's not smart enough. So Solomon is wise enough, right?
他有没有失败?
Did he fail?
他还照样失败。
He too failed.
所以遇到试探的时候，不要看第二眼。
Therefore, when we're faced with temptation, do not look again.
所以圣经才告诉我们说，你要逃避少年的私欲。
And therefore, the Bible says that you need to escape your youthful desires.
那你就说什么叫第二眼？这很抽象啊。
What does it mean to a second look? That's so ambiguous.
我讲一个实际一点的。
Let me be more concrete.
假如一件事情你必须要问的，很多都是第二眼的。
If something you need to ask, then that is already the second look.
我以前当青年团契辅导。
When I was a youth counselor.
有人就来问我说。
And someone came and asked me,
刘哥哥, 我们基督徒可以不参加舞会?
And he says, Brother Liu, can we go to like a dance party?
我说你怎么不问我, 你可不可以吃饭?
And how come you don't ask me if you can eat?
说吃饭大家都可以啊。
He says, everyone can eat.
那我说你问的话, 表示你心里面已经有问题了。
And then when you're asking me this, it seems like you already have a problem in your
heart. 因为你很想问我说, 基督徒也要有世家了，所以你这个，哎，刘哥说可以，你就拼命去做哈。
And so you asked me because you wanted to hear that. Oh yes, perhaps Christian can do this too. Then you said, well, Brother Lee says it's okay. Then let's go.
可他说，但是将你去啦。
But he says then he said you could go.
我说将没有问我。
He said John also went, but John didn't ask me.
我不知道你懂不懂我的意思。
I don't know if you understand.
所以将有可能是他已经完全离弃上帝。第一个，他心里面他觉得说。 我去，我没有什么目的的，我没有什么。
Perhaps John is already no longer walking with the Lord. Perhaps in John's heart, he didn't feel he didn't have any purpose or.
我知道我这样讲有点危险。
So I know it's a bit dangerous to say this.
我不是鼓励你参加。
I'm not encouraging you to attend such a thing.
因为我到现在都没有参加过。
Because I never attended anything like this.
但是我没有参加过，不能代表你，因为我到现在也没有喝过一杯酒。
So if I didn't never attend it, but doesn't mean anything. I also never drink.
所以你是不是也不喝酒？
So does that mean you cannot drink either?
所以我的意思告诉你说，第二眼的这个东西是圣灵会告诉你什么是该做不该做。So
the second look is something that the Holy Spirit will tell you whether you should or should not do.
可是你就会站在犹豫不定。But
you will continue to waver back and forth.
所以你看第二眼，你马上就被抓走。And
when you look the second time, you will be it will grab you.
你第四个，你祷告三次了没有？
The fourth is have you prayed?
Pray for a third time. The third time.
Pray for the third time.
你知道耶稣基督在克西马尼园祷告。
We know that Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
第一次祷告完，门徒怎么样？
What happened? What was the disciple doing the first time after he prayed?
门徒睡了。
The disciples fell asleep.
耶稣说，你不能跟我警醒片刻吗？
And Jesus came to them and says, "Can you not even stay awake and be watchful with me?"
耶稣又去祷告。
And then Jesus went ahead and prayed.
那么祷告回来，门徒怎么样？还睡。
And after he prayed, he came back. The disciples continued to sleep.
他说你们心里愿意，肉体却软弱了。
He says, "Your heart is willing, but your flesh is weak."
然后他又祷告了第三次。
And then he prayed the third time.
门徒还睡，有没有？
And the disciples, they continued to sleep.
耶稣说什么？
And what did Jesus say?
你们好好睡吧。<laughs>
Did he say, "Oh, have a good sleep"?
因为他已经胜过了。
Because he has already overcame.
所以在遇见试探的时候，祷告是你走出来的唯一的一条道路。
So when you're faced with temptation, prayer is the only way for you to be delivered.
不要就祷告一次。
Do not pray just once.
你要祷告到耶稣就平安在你里面做主。
Pray all the way till you feel find peace in your heart.
所以这一说凡事借着祷告祈求感谢，将心里所要告诉神，神所赐的出了意外平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你的心怀意念。
So,
Philippians.
It says you should continue to pray. Can we?
Yeah. Okay, 我们看一下。 腓立比书第四章，第六节，第七节。腓立比第四章六节七节说：“应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借祷告祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出了意外平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。”四章，four, six, seven。
Okay, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything be by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus.
所以祷告,
therefore, pray.
第五个,
number five.
你好像已经在火窑里面烧了，很痛苦了。
So, it feels as if you've been in a furnace for such a long time, and it's so painful.
记得有第四个人跟你同在。
But remember that there is a fourth person with you.
记不记得带你的三个朋友？
Do you remember Daniel and his three friends?
他们跟尼布甲尼撒王说，我们不敬拜你的像。
And Daniel says to King Nebuchadnezzar that we shall not worship your image.
我相信我们的神会救我们脱离你的手。
For we believe that our God will deliver us from your grasp.
即或不然，我也不敬拜你的像。
And therefore I will not worship your image.
尼布甲尼撒王说。 什么神可以救你脱离我的手？
Nebuchadnezzar says, "Which God can possibly deliver you from my hands?"
所以把他们捆起来，把火窑加热七倍，然后就连衣服都丢在火窑里面。And
then King Nebuchadnezzar says, "Heat the furnace seven times hotter than usual and threw all of them in."
结果他就看见丢进去三个人捆绑的，但现在他们看见有四个人在里面行走。
There were three people that were bounded and thrown into the furnace, but now there were four walking.
他们身上没有捆绑。
And they were no longer bounded.
所以但以理书第三章这样记载，他们上来的时候。
And that's why Daniel in the book of Daniel chapter 3 it says this.
第27节。
Verse 27.
那些总督、钦差、巡抚和王的谋士一同聚集，看这三个人见火无力伤他们，头发也没有烧焦，衣服没有变色。
And the satraps, prefects, governors, and royal advisors crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair on their head singed. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them.
所以很多时候我们可以在一个试炼试探的里面。
Oftentimes we can be in the circumstance of being tested or tempted.
记得一件事情，上帝永远不会丢弃我们。
Just remember that God will never forsake us.
因为他总造我们。 受试探的时候，他会给我们开条出路。
For he will always open a way for us whenever we're tempted.
他不会放弃我们。
He will never forsake us.
但是我喜欢但以理的那个一个有神同在的一个试炼的里面，他们出来样子是什么样子？
So I like in the book of Daniel when in temptation how God was with them and how they endured and came out of it.
那么圣经说他们没有被捆绑。
The Bible says that they were not bounded.
他们衣裳没有变色,
and their clothes were not scorched.
头发没有烧焦。
And their hair was not singed.
重要是他们没有火燎的味道。
What's even more so is that they did not have a hint of smell of fire on them.
很多的基督徒真的是在试炼试探里面为主受苦。
Many, many brothers and sisters are suffering and testing and test for temptation.
那么神也保守他们出来。
And God has also helped them to escape.
可是他们没有感觉神的同在。
But they did not feel God's presence with them.
所以经过几十年，火燎味还在。
So after many, many decades, the smell of fire is still on them.
你们大概知道我的意思。
Perhaps you understand what I'm trying to say.
但是你要明白，在那个当中，神也不会试探我们，不会放弃我们。
But you must remember that in those temptations, God will not forsake us.
我知道我时间到了。
I know my time is up.
不是我的内容没有了。
It's not that I don't have any more content to share.
因为还有第六点，那个第六点里面有五点。
I also have the sixth point, but in there's also five points.
所以我们必须停在这里。
So we need to stop here.
因为是讲到旷野当中以色列人也受了试探。
Because it speaks of the Israelites in the wilderness that they too were tempted.
那么这段圣经讲他们在试探当中他们怎么失败。
So the Bible tells us how in their temptation that they failed.
那么他讲到的就是借着他们的失败来警戒我们。
And therefore the Bible gives us warnings by their failure.
也就不要贪恋偶，不要贪恋恶事。
And it's do not desire evil.
不要拜偶像。
Do not be idolaters.
不要行奸淫。
Do not indulge in sexual immorality.
不要试探主。
And do not test the Lord.
不要发怨言。
And do not grumble.
那么，很多时候我们在这五件事情上面失败。
Oftentimes we fail on these five points.
所以弟兄姊妹，试炼、试探，事实上是基督徒成熟必须经历的道路。
To be tested and to be tempted is a path that Christians must endure in order for them to mature.
他一直围绕着我们。
For he constantly circles around us.
随时都存在。
And always is with us.
但是我们不要害怕。
Therefore, we should not be afraid.
因为这是我们成熟的一条道路。
For this is a path to maturity for us.
耶稣受过试探。
For Jesus was tempted.
我们也必须受过试探。
And we too, therefore, will be tempted.
耶稣胜过了。
Jesus was able to overcome.
我们靠着耶稣基督胜过。
We too, by Christ, we shall also overcome.
求神赐福他的话语。
And may the Lord bless His word.
我们祷告。
Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
恩典的主，我们知道我们所讲的有限。
Gracious Lord, we know that our words are limited.
但是你是那位无限的主。
For you are that infinite God.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
为的是我们成全完备，你许多时候允许试探试炼引导我们。
In order for us to be perseverant, to be well prepared, you oftentimes test us.
好叫我们成为祝福的管道。
So that we may be channels and vessels of blessing.
好叫我们得能力。
So that we may be strengthened.
好叫我们成全完备。
So that we may be successful.
使我们可以荣耀神。
So that we can glorify God.
主啊，你就恩待我们。
So and then you also be gracious to us, bless us.
使得每一个试探都成为祝福的管道。
May every temptation be a wave to us, pour out blessing.
我知道我们当中有一些弟兄姊妹正在试探的或试炼的里面。
We know some brothers and sisters may be in the process being tempted or being tested.
但主，你不会放弃他们。
But Lord, you will not forsake them.
你总会给他开条出路，叫他们忍受的。
For you will open a way for them so that they may overcome.
使他们成全完备，可以荣耀你。
So that they may be prepared and they may be complete and perfect.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In our Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.